The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. This is the radio broadcasting and podcasting ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Today we have a pre-recorded broadcast from our National Conference 2024, where Ken Yates recently sat down with Philippe Sterling to talk about spiritual gifts. How, as a believer, can I discover what my spiritual gift is? And how can I engage with that? Find out more about the Grace Evangelical Society by going to our website, faithalone.org. We also have daily blogs there that you can read, and there's information about our online seminary. Find out more at faithalone.org. Now with today's discussion from our 2024 National Conference, here are Ken Yates and Philippe Sterling.
We're here at the annual national conference of GES outside of Denton at Camp Copus, and I've got a rock star with me this time, one of our speakers, and I'm going to let him introduce himself.
I'm Philippe Sterling, actually living in Denton, and so I only had a 5-minute drive
to make it
here for the conference.
So you don't need a hotel room or anything?
Oh, no. This is a place to be.
Okay.
Where for all the excitement of just meeting everyone and engaging in spontaneous conversations and meetings, it's wouldn't miss it.
No. Well, I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with Philippe. He does these podcasts with us all the time. But this week, he's doing some stuff maybe a little bit different. I've heard some exciting things about this particular conference. We've been trying to focus a little bit more on the young adults.
Yes.
And I understand you met with them and had a very, very good conversation. So why don't you tell us what you did with the young folks?
Yeah, well, I was privileged to be invited to meet with them on Monday evening. And a couple of weeks ago, you know, I got an email just asking if I would be willing, you know, just to come up and engage with them. And then sent me a follow-up email, you know, saying, well, these are the areas of interest, you know, that we have. You could come and speak about spiritual gifts or spiritual warfare or even the issue of focused free grace and flexible free grace. And I had been thinking about spiritual gifts, you know, anyway, recently. So I had already kind of reviewed some of my materials on it. And so I said, well, since I was number one on your list, let's go with that.
So you're talking about spiritual gifts. Yeah. Tell me how that went.
Yes. Good group of young adults, probably varying in age, it seemed to me, from 18 to about 25 or so.
That's definitely young in my book, yes.
Yes, with us approaching or into seventh decade of life. And for me, that's exciting to be with a group of young adults and having that opportunity, you know, to just begin to pass on some of the things that the Lord taught me just through the years.
So how did it go? Like, were they interested in tongues? Were they interested in healings, the sign gifts? Or was it more, how do I figure out what my gift is and how do I serve in the church? How did that conversation go?
Well, the primary focus for them was really where they were more interested in how can we be of service, you know, to the body of Christ, you know, to the church. So I came, you know, just with a series of 6 questions myself, you know, what are spiritual gifts? Are there different categories? And what about the sign gifts? Are they still operative today? Well, I had, you know, prepared a manuscript and everything, notes and a PowerPoint, but 5 minutes into it, you know, it was time really to set aside the notes and just start, you know, engaging with them, you know, too, because I told them I really valued more having a dialogue with them. So I did supply some directions and just with the PowerPoint and everything. But the moment I started speaking on what are spiritual gifts, one or two of them, you know, since I had invited them to interrupt into dialogue, you know, they started raising their hands and asking questions. And first of all, just a couple. But after 5 or 10 minutes of that, all of a sudden, a dynamic dialogue really began to take place. But the primary focus was, you know, what are spiritual gifts? And indeed, you know, do I need to be concerned about really discovering, you know, what my gift is, and can I really not really fully engage in service in the church until I figured it all out and all. And I've changed in my view even of the need, you know, to really try to determine specifically, you know, what are.
Oh, well, tell me about that. Yeah, well, you've changed your view. What is your conclusion on that matter now?
Well, of course, you know, years ago, you know, I went there out in our church fellowship of using one of the many spiritual gift inventories there are, and depending on your viewpoints, you know, were they 18 of them, 19 of them, 22 of them, you know, what should we include? And in coming up with specific descriptions of what they may have been, when now I realize that some of them we really don't know, you know,
right.
You know, fully, you know, what really what was being determined by a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge or anything like that. So my view of it has been, you know, it is indeed believed that the Holy Spirit does give to each one individually as he wills, you know, a particular area, perhaps, you know, of focus and giftedness for the building up of the body. But I don't really think we need to be over-concerned about trying to discover specifically what it is, where, just as Peter says, you know, whoever speaks, let him speak as it were the oracles of God. Whoever serves, let him do by the strength which God supplies. So our focus is, as we see, you know, our abilities and as we grow in our understanding of the scriptures, do we have a facility certainly for speaking, for teaching, for preaching, or more in the area of other type of supportive service, you know, to people. So we just start engaging in serving, and as we have opportunity to share, to teach, and over time we kind of see an area of concentration that we're particularly effective at helping in building up the church.
Well, I'm curious, would you go along with this statement? It's a statement I've said in the past, and I always say with a little bit of fear and trepidation, but I have the idea that if I am serving within the body of Christ, even if I don't know what my gift is, I'm going to use it.
Yes.
I don't know if you would agree.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the statements that I made, Andy, and I think the young adults really responded, you know, well to that, is we may be using our spiritual gifts without knowing
what it is.
That it is.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to GES@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically, or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace and Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to GES@faithalone.org.
And I give an illustration, actually. One of the greatest women that I've ever met was a member of our church, that she started coming when she was 77. And she kept coming till COVID actually began to limit her, and her health began to fail. And she passed away to be with the Lord at 94. Ruthie is what we called her. She had actually been a missionary to Cameroon with her husband for many years. And then they retired. She ended up coming to our church. And Ruthie just had she was just an encourager. And one of the things she would do, she would take note of whatever birthdays there were at any given time, and whether you were a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or a 50-year-old, on your birthday, she will send you a card. And on the card, it wasn't just signed Ruthie. I mean, it was 2-3 paragraphs of stuff.
Wow.
She said to encourage, and along with a gift certificate, you know, to McDonald's. She was, you know, just on Social Security and everything, but she will go out and buy multiple, you know, McDonald's, you know, gift certificates and everything, and including that in her card. And not only for people at church, but she will do that for people in her neighborhood. So she really had a gift of encouragement.
And it'd be interesting if someone had asked her, what's your spiritual gift? I mean, maybe she would say.
Well, that's the reason I brought it up, because while she was there one time, we did give out, you know, spiritual gifts, inventories and everything. And afterwards, she came in and talked to me and says, you know, I've taken those things and I've never been able to figure out, you know, what I am. I don't know what my gift, you know, is according, you know, to those inventories. But if you ask anyone anywhere that knew her, she will tell you, oh, yes, Ruthie. You know, yeah, she's just
like
Barnabas.
Captain Obvious,
yes,
right? Like,
yes.
I don't know what it is. Well, thank you, Captain Obvious.
And so as I shared that story, and it really connected that we don't need to be anxious and trying to discover, can I serve until I discover
just
what
serve.
I am? Just serve.
Just serve.
Just
say, I want
to
help
and
the body.
It will work out over time. You know, if you have an ability to teach and everything as you're growing and maturing and sharing, that would become obvious. And then you will be asked, you know, to do that in various settings. And also, it all works itself out. Just focus on serving. But I do believe the Holy Spirit does indeed, you know, give to each one
sure.
as he wills individually
sure.
and everything. And we can certainly try to understand, you know, the information that we have. But since there's no definitive list, you know, of spiritual gifts. Anyway, I think it's up to the Holy Spirit as He wills.
Well, I've heard a lot of good things about the class that you had with the young adults, so that's exciting, and I'm sure they appreciate it as well. Now, there's another way that you have contact with some of the younger folks, but also some of the older folks too, in the sense that you are one of the professors at the GES Seminary.
Yes.
We just want to put a plug in that. If people are listening and they're interested in taking some courses, they're free as long as you keep a B or above average. And if you don't, it still's not a lot of money. It's very economical to take these classes online. But Philippe is one of our professors. What do you teach at the seminary?
First time I taught was fall of this last year and then for this recent semester. And so I do the survey of the Old Testament and survey of the New Testament. In fact, several of the young adults, a number of them,
right,
have been taking the survey class. And WEFMIN, this was my first time to actually meet them in person.
Oh, so you had them in class?
Conference. Yes, I had several of them in class.
And then you had them here. They're here,
yes,
and you met them.
They came. Not all young adults, but a number of the people in the class actually came from, well, one of the young adults came in from Florida, you know, with his dad. You know,
sure.
First time for both of them, you know, to be at, I think, at a GES conference. And others came from elsewhere, and one from California, Colorado, to come here and meet them in person. Very encouraging.
You know. Now, your Old Testament survey, you did it in two parts, right?
All right. We begin with the intent of just doing one. But a few weeks into it, was a lot of materials to cover, and some of the students kind of sensed that they were kind of overwhelmed with, you know, all of the reading and preparation, you know, that would be needed. So we decided then to really make it a two-semester class.
Okay. And so how far did you get in the first semester?
In the first semester, we actually got through the book of Job.
So you got through Job. Okay.
Job. So we decided then really for the future to cut the class into two semesters, and one that will cover Genesis to Esther, and the other that will cover Job to Malachi. So this fall, we're going to do now Genesis to Esther.
So you're going to be getting the prophetic books.
Genesis to Esther.
For
the fall. So we're going back to Old Testament 1, which will be Genesis to Esther.
Okay.
And then Old Testament 2, which will be next spring.
Okay, you
know,
gotcha.
Then, and that's where we will do, of course, the poetic books and the prophetic books.
There's a number of classes that we're having in the fall. We're still doing Greek. We're going to have a class on rewards. We're going to have a class on soteriology. So just a lot of options. And again, Philippe is one of our professors there. And so if you're interested in it, let GES know. Well, Philippe, I know you've been with GES for a long time, and we appreciate everything you do for us. Thank you for taking those youngsters on Monday night and doing that thing with them. Like I said, I've heard great things. And I hope this gives you a taste of what the National Conference is like and some of the things we're doing. And if you haven't been to one, I hope this might tweak some interest in you, hearing things that Philippe and the others are doing here. And in the meantime,
keep grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus. It's free by emailing your name and snail mail address to GES@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, please make sure your question is as succinct and clear as possible. That would be a great big help. On our next episode, have you ever heard of a moral injury? And what is biblical forgiveness? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.